Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.
I am checking in. It has been a while. I think the last time I actually did a podcast like this was probably sometime in February. I've done a couple of YouTubes, but I've been so busy doing so many other things. I'm working on a couple of things. I don't want to talk about them until they are actually out there. Excuse me. I wanted to jump on here because I've really been thinking about it a lot lately, making sure that I touch bases with those that are intrigued with what I talk about all the time. This platform is mainly for me, self-discovery, things that I've run into and I might be passionate about, or something inspired me to just come on and chat. One thing that really got me into the YouTube space was the fact that I can have a conversation with individuals and it is genuine. It is authentic. I really get to know who the person is. And I think for the most part, they can get to know who I am as much as they need to. But when it is a conversation and the main focus is on me, in a space of interviewing, it makes me uncomfortable. And so that's why I started doing the YouTubes, to force myself to be uncomfortable, to force myself to allow myself to be seen. The funny thing is that in my 20s, I did do little small acting gigs. I modeled. I was on an Access channel every Saturday morning. We would go down to, and I think I've spoke about this before, we would go down to the Crow's Nest, I believe that was the name of it. And I worked for Adonis International and I would model. And it was nothing because I enjoyed what I was doing. I was able to wear what I was comfortable in. And I didn't think about, and initially I didn't even know I was going to be on TV. I thought it was for the people in the audience. And so it made it so easy. And then one Saturday morning, I was married at the time, and my then husband said, "Oh, you're on the TV walking." But it was still so, I was not in a world of where I thought, well, look at me or anything like that. It was just, oh, that's super cool. And I began to explore other things, like I did a small commercial, Redken, different things like that. And then I started to focus on making sure that my children had what they needed. So I pushed back. Well, I did some music and I did do a demo. But then I pushed back because my focus needed to be my children. And now that they are adults and the girls have been married forever and my son will get married in October, it is time for me to truly just dig into Francis. And so that's what I'm doing. So back to the conversation that I initially came on here for. When I started doing the YouTube, it was that I could have a conversation, but when I spoke about myself to other people and they were staring at me, I was almost intimidated, which is really weird because How can you be intimidated when you are speaking about your own self and helping people to understand who you are, where you are, and what you bring to the table. And the strangest thing is that I just felt that today, like this morning. Could not sleep last night, thinking about the interview process and what all goes into it, and on the other end, what are they thinking? And so I had to put myself in their shoes, while still being in my shoes. And sometimes I think that we overthink everything, and it's natural to be uncomfortable. It is natural to not know. It's okay to be able to bring your whole self and still not give what the person is looking for. But on my end, I think it's important to share. For me, I want to get comfortable in that space. I want to get comfortable with sharing who I am. And I think for me, not just me, but for a lot of individuals, but I can speak on my behalf because I know what I go through. Naturally, when I walk in the room, individuals may not know that I am naturally shy. And so when you are naturally shy, it's difficult for you to share details with other people. And some people may think that what you do for a living, or even why you went to college or where you went to college, how you lead in the space that you lead, how you care for your associates, steps that you take to get them where they need to go, may not feel personal, but it is personal because I take it serious. And if it was something that I was doing and it's just for a paycheck, then I think that it would be so much easier to have that conversation about. But since I came into the working space, it's personal to me. It is, I will describe it like someone that may be a wine connoisseur or a food connoisseur. So I'm not a big drinker. Every now and then I may have some wine, but I'm gonna follow it up with some water because I like to be clear. When it comes to food, I can cook and I know what I like, but there are individuals that hit the spices at the right time. So they won't put a spice in the beginning. They'll do it in the middle of the cooking process because they know when that temperature hits it, that it's going to give the perfect savory taste. And that's how I am when it comes to my career. That's how I am when it comes to me, period, and everything that I do. And so it becomes like that secret recipe that wine connoisseurs will put into how they take their wine. They may blend two wines together to make the perfect drink for themselves. And the same as with those that, with the recipes, they'll blend different mixtures to get that savory taste that they need. My leadership skills, I blend what I need to make sure that my associates get what they need and the company has the individuals working there that we need. And even if they come in and they're not in that space, I'm able to alter them so that they have the understanding of how to grow in that space, even though it may be new and uncomfortable for them. But we're all in this together, and we've all started there in different areas where we're not really sure what we're doing, but we figure it out and we do it together and we follow the process and we lead by ensuring that our customers have what they need. And we're getting comfortable in that space, and we're not afraid to ask questions when we need to and lean on other individuals to get to where we need to go. And so I guess up until today, I wasn't comfortable sharing the process. And so I wanted to share this because there are so many other individuals that feel the same way, that get the shaky nerves. I'm not going to say I'm not going to be shaky, because it's not a natural experience to have people asking you questions and everybody's looking at you. It's not natural. So of course I'm going to be nervous, and I know others will be nervous, but I think it's important for you to... And I've talked to several coaches when it comes to interviewing, and I love the relaxed space that they're in, and the fact that the thing that they say is practice, 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 and practice, practice, practice. I have to be honest. When I practice, practice, practiced in the past, around 2000, and we were in the house too. We were dealing with COVID. That made me super anxious. I was overthinking, and there was no place to go. So I couldn't go outside, and I couldn't go for a walk. I couldn't get fresh air because I was afraid to get COVID. So it made me start panicking. And so even to when I would hear people say practice, 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 I knew that I was practicing, but it still wasn't clicking. And so for me, as I learn different things, I want to share with other people, because that doesn't feel good. You want something, but when it makes you feel bad and it literally hurts you, you don't want to stop your growth, but you want to figure out a way to get past it. So stop, take deep breaths, go for a walk, go over your opening. Before you even go over your opening, think about why you want to be where you're trying to go. Think about, is this space truly for you? Then think about, what are you going to do once you get there? Not what are you doing here, because you've already done that. And if you're looking at a different position, you mastered this position. So what are you going to do when you get over there? How does it make you feel? And if it makes you feel anxious, take another walk. Keep thinking about it until you feel comfortable in that space. Once you feel comfortable, move to the next part. What's your opening? How are you going to introduce yourself? Who are you? What do you bring to the table? Don't look at the process as if you locked in a room, because that's what it feels like. Honestly, that is what it feels like. You're locked in a cage room and you can't get out. You're not locked in a cage room. You're amongst people that want to see you succeed. When they selected you for the interview, it doesn't matter if it was in the beginning of the week, the end of the week, the beginning of the day, the end of the day. They selected you. So what do you have to bring to the table? And within that, You give them everything that you have, letting them know why you want that job, why you deserve to be in that role, and where you're going to take the company from there. That is going to help you to feel calm in that space, to understand what you desire, and help to get your message across to the individuals that are just trying to get to know who you are. When I feel that I need to share something, I do it on this platform. Sometimes there are things that I may want to share and I have to hold back because of different reasons. But for this, I thought it was really important because I know where I was and I had never had panic attacks before, but I wanted the job so bad that I practiced. And when you're hearing negative feedback over and over and over and over again, it's, how can I get this right? Why can't I get this right? What is wrong with me? How can you see positive when you're not getting positive results? So you have to feed into yourself positivity. When you get the feedback, don't look at it as negative. Look at it as something that you can overcome. Look at it as something that you can work towards. And even if it's not said in the right way, position it so that you can benefit from it. That's what I got. And I hope it helps someone. I know that a lot of people are interviewing right now, not just for the company that I work for, but everybody is applying for positions all over the place. So, which I think is pretty amazing. It's so amazing to see so many people that want to work. I'm watching different things air, and they're not necessarily people that are, I'm trying to think of what it posts. So people will put posts out and they'll share information about the different jobs that they're doing. So there are some people that are working 3 jobs. I have a friend that used to work with me and she's now working 3 different jobs as well and still living her best life. Vacationing. So people can do it. Right now, you don't know what's going on with the world. So do what's best for you. So if this helps, and I hope it does, I hope you get the job. You can do it. Believe in yourself and have only positive thoughts. Make sure that you put yourself, and honestly, my boss, he told me, I know the last time I came over here, I had a different boss, but our boss that I have now, real cool. And I'm grateful for that, because since I've come into this space, I've only met awesome individuals that allow themselves to get to know me. Not just as a leader, but they get to know me as a person. And no, they don't know all of me, but they know enough of me to know I'm here to do the job. I can do much more. Like, really, give me the CEO's job. That's whose job I really want. But I know I got to work my way there. But they get to see how serious I take my job. Do they understand why I take it so serious? Probably not. But one of the reasons is because of gratitude to work for a company for over 10 years. and to have stability where many individuals work and they've worked longer than I've been alive and they still didn't have stability. They went from company to company and within their roles, they may have hated their jobs. There was an area where I wasn't too happy. It definitely was. But the way my mind worked was doing my job and nothing else matters. I'm here to learn. And if I can't learn from you, I'm going outside of you. That's exactly what I did. And keep it positive. Keep it positive because it's never a reason to allow someone else's negativity to infiltrate you and make you hard-hearted or hurt. And understand that when someone does react to you, that it is a direct influence on something that's going on with them. It has nothing to do with you. So if you think about it like that, you won't ever allow people to tarnish who you are or make you leave your job or dislike your job. Look at the positive. So anyway, the boss that I have, he reminded me to go for a walk. And when I thought about the walk, the fact that I could feel the sunshine hitting me on my face, it put me in a place of peace. So not just going outside, because in that moment I didn't, but the thought of doing it put me in a peaceful place. So even if you have to think, because if you are in an interview, you can't just get up and walk outside to be comfortable. You have to sit in that space. You got to sit in it. But you sitting in it doesn't mean that mentally you can't take yourself somewhere that is comfortable and allow yourself to continue to have that conversation. So do what you need to do. The thing is, don't give up and continue to look for different avenues that will help you to be successful, to help you with your comfort level, and help you to understand the path of least resistance so that you can get where you need to go. And it's not a race to get there. It is enjoying the journey and appreciating everything that you learned along the way. And that includes the people. All right, so I'm going to sign off. I just wanted to share that information. And again, hopefully it helps someone. Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio. Happy interviewing.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.